USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says violence in major cities across the country is domestic terror.
By and large, this is not peaceful protest. When you walk into an area and you see buildings that have burned down, and then they say it was a peaceful protest, it's not a peaceful protest, and you shouldn't call it a peaceful protest.
President Trump speaking at a law enforcement roundtable while visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin. The president was also asked if he's planning on meeting with the family of Jacob Blake.
Well, we have the pastor here who's tremendous. He's a tremendous gentleman. I'm going to meet him in a little while. He represents the family.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in a bit of hot water after she took a trip to a San Francisco salon to get her hair done on Monday. In San Francisco, face coverings are mandatory and salons may only cut hair outdoors. Pelosi was seen inside and not wearing a mask. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yeah, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
It was a historic moment when an Israeli delegation arrived in Abu Dhabi to hammer out the details of a peace agreement between Israel and the UAE. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The sound of the shofar, a ram's horn, at the St. Regis Hotel in Abu Dhabi was the signal for the beginning for the talks as the Israeli delegation met with UAE negotiators. In Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about the normalization, calling it a historic day, a joyous day for all citizens of Israel, a day of victory for the doctrine of peace for peace.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has called to subpoena Antifa plane records, hotel records, and all travel records along with funding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Opening a Democratic-led House hearing, House Majority Whip James Clyburn says Congress needs to act to support the economy and the American people.
The most important step we can take to fix the economy in the long term is to get the pandemic under control. But American families are hurting now, and there are urgent steps the administration must take to prevent our nation's economic crisis from becoming a catastrophe.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, testifying before that committee, agrees with the congressman and says the president is ready and willing to act.
I want to emphasize the president and I do support additional fiscal response, and we've been working hard to try to get a negotiated agreement on a bipartisan basis.
Florida's governor is firing the company that processed more than 13 million coronavirus tests in the state. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis firing Quest Diagnostics for dumping nearly 75,000 test results Tuesday, some of them months old.
They dumped, I think, 75,000 test results dating back to April. And so it's like, okay, you're required to put this in, and you do it now in this big dump.
More news can always be found, of course, online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well, at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.